Hi, this is Rod Faulkner, and you are listening to the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 138 of the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. The podcast where we share with you terrific indie science fiction and fantasy, online short films and web series, as well as conversations with fascinating directors, actors, producers, filmmakers, authors, and other creators who are producing outstanding speculative work. Thank you for joining me. And in this episode, I'm going to be celebrating iconic moms of science fiction, because when this episode drops, it will be the day after Mother's Day 2021. Of course, any time is a wonderful and appropriate time to celebrate all of the awesome moms out there. Now, in science fiction specifically, it proves one universal fact that moms are awesome. And a mother's vast array of superpowers are legendary, including a kiss that magically soothes our hurts, wisdom that helps illuminate our path, and an iron will for guiding us as we mature. And finally, but not least, an open heart that encourages us to realize our full potential. Science fiction and fantasy is populated with a vast array of extraordinary mothers who leave indelible marks on the genre. In speculative worlds where magic holds sway over destinies and fantasy, and science fiction imagines humanity inhabiting reality shaped by advanced technology and science, there is still no force quite as powerful or immutable as a mother's love. The following are six fictional moms that are prominent, memorable, and iconic characters in science fiction and fantasy due to their courage, love, and fortitude. With their presence, their respective speculative epics would lose vital impetus and dynamism. For those of us fortunate to have loving mothers, these exceptional fictional women should remind us to never take for granted our mother's love and their influence over our lives. The first iconic mom that I'm going to share with you is Lily Potter from the Harry Potter book and film franchise. Now, if you have not read the Harry Potter books and films, this is a spoiler alert, so you may want to skip over this section. One of the most significant mysteries presented early in the Harry Potter novels was how, as an infant, our titular hero survived the assassination attempt by the evil Lord Voldemort that claimed the life of his parents. In one of the most poignant moments in the series, Professor Dumbledore reveals to Harry it was Lily Potter's love and willingness to die in place of her son that shielded him from the Dark Lord's death curse. Not only that, her selfless sacrifice caused the sinister wizard's power to rebound on him, destroying his body and temporarily thwarting his plans of global conquest in the process. As a result of Lily's ultimate sacrifice, Harry becomes renowned as the boy who lived, the one destined to defeat the power of Mad Mage forever. Next, we have Alana from the acclaimed comic book series Saga. Alana is one of the two main protagonists in the brilliant sci-fi fantasy comic book series Saga by writer Brian K. Vaughan and artist Fiona Staples. Saga is the story of two alien races, Landfall and Wreath, who have been engaged in a war with each other spanning generations. A member of Landfall, Alana served in her world's military. After meeting prisoner of war Marco from Wreath, she falls in love with him, and they marry. Their taboo union results in them becoming wanted fugitives from both worlds. While in exile, Alana becomes pregnant and gives birth to her daughter Hazel. The birth of Hazel changes Alana, giving her life laser focus as she becomes fiercely protective of her child. She proves herself to be shrewd, courageous, and deeply resourceful in helping to defend her family against the myriad forces set against them. The next iconic mom on my list is Mrs. Incredible from the Incredibles film franchise from Pixar Studios, one of my personal favorites. In 2004, the world was introduced to The Incredibles, Pixar's animated hit about a close-knit family of superheroes. When we first meet Helen, she is a hero in her own right. An accomplished pilot and brilliant strategist, she had already embarked on her own crusade against evildoers as the hero Elastigirl. After meeting Mr. Incredible, they share an instant attraction. They quickly marry and start a family. After the government forces superhumans into retirement, it is Helen's gentle yet firm pragmatism that keeps her husband grounded when his dreams of former glory threaten to set him adrift. But when her family is placed in very real danger, it is Helen's level head, confidence, and unshakable belief in her loved ones that ignites them into a formidable fighting force for good. The next iconic sci-fi mom on our list is Ellen Ripley, portrayed by the talented Sigourney Weaver in the Alien film franchise. Without a doubt, Sigourney Weaver's portrayal as the capable, no-nonsense Ellen Ripley is one of the most iconic in science fiction. However, an aspect of this fascinating character that's often overlooked is her indomitable maternal instincts. In the blockbuster sequel, Aliens, Ripley becomes the surrogate mother to Newt, a young girl who is the sole survivor of an off-world colony decimated by the terrifying alien xenomorphs. After Newt is abducted by the alien queen, it is Ripley's fierce devotion to the girl that powers the explosive third act of the film. When a defiant Ripley confronts the alien queen and yells, "Get away from her, you bitch!" Not only is it a rousing battle cry, but also a fiery reminder of the consequences anyone may suffer when attempting to come between a mother and her child. Next is Sarah Connor from the Terminator film franchise. When the sci-fi thriller The Terminator premiered in 1984, the story of a young woman marked for death by sinister robots from the future became a surprise hit. Audiences quickly became invested in Sarah Connor, portrayed by the incomparable Linda Hamilton. A vivacious free spirit, Sarah Connor is just trying to make her way in the world. When it is revealed that she will be the mother of the leader of the human resistance in the future, Sarah expresses her incredulity at the prospect when she exclaims, "Do I look like the mother of the future?" When the film sequel Terminator 2 Judgment Day premiered several years later, the answer to Sarah's question was a resounding hell yeah. Audiences were wowed at Sarah's breathtaking transformation from a curvaceous, effervescent young woman into a sleek, taciturn, and very deadly warrior. She is the formidable warrior necessary to protect her son and to prepare him to be the future leader humanity would need in its darkest hour. While Sarah's intense desire to protect her son enabled her to acquire the skills she would need for them to survive, it almost made her as inhuman as the machines she fears and loathes. Near the climax of the film, it is also her love for her son that brings her back from the precipice. The next fascinating mom on our list is Lady Jessica from the classic sci-fi Dune novels. Frank Herbert's sprawling novel Dune is considered to be among the most seminal works of science fiction. Set in the far future, the novel's central figure is Paul Atreides, a messiah-like figure who is destined to rule a galaxy controlled by clashing royal houses. Although Paul is the main protagonist, early in his life, he is guided and watched over by his devoted mother, Lady Jessica. Lady Jessica herself is among the most fascinating characters in the novel. She is a member of the Bene Gesserit, a secretive sect of women who possess extrasensory abilities. For millennia, the Bene Gesserit have been influencing the genetics and bloodlines of the various royal houses. Their ultimate goal is to produce a superior being they believe will rule the galaxy, and one who they can control. As the novel opens, it is revealed Lady Jessica disobeyed orders from the Bene Gesserit to produce a daughter with her beloved mate, Duke Leto Atreides. Instead, out of love for the Duke, she produces a male heir, Paul, placing her position in the sect of witches on very fragile ground. Despite this, Lady Jessica adores her son and secretly teaches him how to access many of the powers associated with the Bene Gesserit. Lady Jessica proves to be fiercely protective of her son, and when tragedy befalls her family, she goes fully into warrior witch mode, using all her powers and skills to ensure his survival. It is largely because of Lady Jessica's maternal care and protection that Paul goes on to fulfill his explosive, complicated destiny. Each of these remarkable moms of science fiction and fantasy possess impressive powers, skills, and motivations that have made their characters memorable and iconic. However, they pale in comparison to the real-life powers of moms everywhere. Hey, mom, in the real world. Moms who selflessly offer their children unconditional love and support. They are true warriors and heroes who deserve our recognition, admiration, and respect every single day. And a link to my published article about iconic science fiction moms will be included in the show notes of this episode. Just visit theseventhmatrix.com and navigate to podcast, or use the direct link, theseventhmatrix.com/EOSF podcast, to access not only the show notes of this episode, but an archive of show notes from all of our previous episodes as well. While you're visiting the site, I encourage you to explore all of the other short films and web series that we've curated there. Sign up for our newsletter so that our latest discoveries will be sent directly into your mailbox. I also need to ask you to visit our support section. You see, The Seventh Matrix is and will always remain ad-free. But in order to continue our work, we need your help. No matter the amount of your support, it helps us keep the lights on, and we appreciate that. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, because that helps others find us, and we appreciate that a great deal too. So until next episode, everyone, stay safe and healthy out there, and remember to call and hug your moms, and also remember to take a break, escape the mundane, and enter the fantastic. Take care.